there was a text message that said that as man grows older, they become more attractive and more interesting to women. But the same text message also says that as man grows old, he becomes gullible and naive and prone to believe these kind of text messages. Why did I say that? No? Because today in our gospel, in John chapter 20, verse 19 to 31, we hear of Thomas. Thomas was not there when the Lord, for the first time, appeared to all the disciples, the 10 disciples except Thomas. And because of that, Thomas did not believe. And he reasoned out that unless I see the nail marks in his hands and his feet and touch his side, I will not believe. Many called Thomas the doubting Thomas. But in truth and in honesty, I call him honest Thomas. Because I know that many of the disciples were having doubts. But it was only Thomas who expressed that doubt. At least he was honest enough to accept his doubt, to reveal his doubt, and to reveal his unbelief. Unbelief. Time he appeared to all the disciples, now with Thomas, a week after, and told Thomas, "Peace be with you. Thomas, see my hands, see my feet, touch my side. Stop unbelieving and believe and believe." You see, belief is the basis of the foundation of our faith. That's the basis of our faith. We have to make that ascent or that transition from unbelief to belief. Last Sunday, we had that wonderful celebration. The Lord has risen. The four Gospels, there was one message, repeating message. He has been raised to life. Jesus has risen to life. The Lord is alive. But we have to believe, and we have to continue to propagate that belief, especially through us, so that people who have doubts about the Lord, the risen Lord, may believe. They believe. Three times the Lord says, "Peace be with you." The first time was to erase their doubt, to give them courage. And that is why he said, "Peace be with you. Look at my hands. See my feet. Feel my side. It is I." And then the second time he said, "Peace be with you." As he commissioned them, it was a piece of commissioning. "As the Father has sent me, so I send you. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them. Whose sins you retain are retained." It was the piece of commissioning. The third time, Jesus said, "Peace be with you." A week after, he appeared to the 10 disciples, this time with Thomas. After a week, many things happened. They saw the Lord. They even touched the Lord. They even saw the Lord eat baked fish. But as many like us after some time, because the Lord did not stay with them for the rest of the week, they started to wane. The last peace be with you was the assuring presence. Now I will be with you. With you. Today we also celebrate Divine Mercy Sunday. We are asked to believe. We are asked to believe of God's love. We are asked to believe of God's great forgiveness. We are asked to believe that God understands us. We are asked to believe of God's divine mercy. Divine mercy.